Phoebe always shares with Christ in his service and suffering here, and will share with him in his radiant glory hereafter. Priscilla, the Ancient One, received her life and her call from the Ancient of Days, and she was among the first rank laborers with Brother Paul. By running with him, she was qualifying to win Christ. With her husband, she laid down her neck for Jesus Christ, in doing so for the Apostle. The Priscilla folk are doing the same today. Mary, whose name means rebellion, a tear, or bitterness, is the first ranked benefactor of God's servant, the Apostle Paul. "She bestowed much labor on us," exclaimed the Apostle Paul. How she reminds us of Mary, who was first at the tomb seeking to minister to her Lord. "He that is greatest among you shall be your servant," Matthew 23:11. "She hath done what she could," Mark 14:8. Junia, the youthful, is the first rank sufferer, having been a fellow prisoner with the Apostle Paul, no doubt, in Caesarea. Our encouragement is that if we will suffer, we shall also reign with him. 2 Timothy 2:12. "Thy youth is renewed like the eagles," Psalm 103:5. Tryphena, luxurious, learned to feed on Christ and grow fat and flourishing. She is the first rank partaker of Christ. "He that eateth me, even he shall live by me," said Jesus. The Tryphenians were a small company. Few saints feed on God's word. Tryphosa, which means illuminating, expresses the culmination of the inward glory which makes us luminaries in the Lord, Ephesians 5:8. The radiant Phoebe develops into the luxuriating Tryphosa. How she reminds us of the holy city prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, Revelation 21:2. Persis, she who destroys or cuts through. She presses through the crowd to touch the healer. She destroys all her father's idols. She cuts through all Laodiceanism. Finally, joined to her Lord, she will overthrow the beast and the false prophet, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. 2 Thessalonians 2:8. Julia, which means the downy one, adorns the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Titus 2:10. Note, these are 8 expressive characters, forcefully figuring the company of full-fledged overcomers who shall reign conjointly with Jesus forever. Oh, the wonder of God's holy word! How little we had supposed that all these precious things were hidden in the aforementioned names. Is it any wonder that Satan tried to confuse Bible students by causing translators to misplace this name chapter? Is it not unanswerably evident now that this chapter completes the Ephesian epistle? Is it not glorious that what is taught in type for our hope in Ephesians 5:22-33 is prominently set on an embellished pedestal of 8 pillars, 8 pronounced Christian characters? Do you now wonder that the 7th P in our Ephesian pod is the divine perfection? It is written, "Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name," Revelation 3:12. Who is this overcomer but the bride of the Lamb? This concludes the reading of the Exaltation of the Sons of God, Lessons on Ephesians by A.S. Copley.